Hello and welcome to your GCSE Design and Technology Revision podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into topic 1.9, the categorisation of papers and boards, their types, properties and structures. Whether you're revising for your written exam or thinking about material choices for your NEA project, this episode will give you everything you need. We'll cover the key materials, their working properties, how to compare them, and crucially, how to write about them in a way that earns you marks. Let's get started. So, first things first, why does this topic matter? In design and technology, material selection is at the heart of everything. Every product you design needs to be made from something, and your job as a designer and as an exam candidate is to justify why you chose a particular material. Examiners are not just looking for you to name a material. They want to see that you understand its properties and can link those properties to a specific application. That's the difference between a 2-mark answer and a 6-mark answer. Right, let's start with papers. Papers are the lighter, more flexible category. They're measured in grams per square metre, written as GSM. The higher the GSM, the heavier and thicker the paper. Let's go through the three key types. First, copier paper. This is the everyday paper in a printer or photocopier, typically around 80 GSM. It has a smooth surface, excellent for printing because ink sits cleanly on it. It's lightweight, low cost, and importantly, it's biodegradable. That biodegradability is a sustainability advantage you should mention in exam answers. However, copier paper is not great for wet media like watercolours. It will buckle and bleed. So link it to printing, copying or producing documents, not to artwork or model making. Second, cartridge paper. This is heavier, typically 120 to 150 GSM, and has a slightly textured surface. That texture is really important because it gives drawing media something to grip. Pencils, charcoal, ink, watercolours, they all work beautifully on cartridge paper. This is your go-to paper for design sketches and initial ideas. It can handle both wet and dry media. In your exam, if you're asked about a material for a design sketchbook, cartridge paper is almost always the right answer. Explain that its textured surface accepts a range of media, and its heavier weight prevents bleed through. Third, tracing paper. This one is distinctive because it's translucent. You can see through it. Typically 60 to 90 GSM, with a very smooth surface. Designers use tracing paper to overlay designs, transfer drawings, and refine ideas by placing it over an existing sketch. The key limitation? It's fragile when wet and can tear easily. In exam answers, always mention its translucency as the defining property. That's what makes it unique and useful. Now let's move on to boards. Boards are thicker, stiffer, and more structural than papers. They're used when you need rigidity, for packaging, containers, and protective structures. Three key types here too. First, folding box board. This is a multi-layered board with a smooth, coated white surface on one side, multiple compressed fibre layers in the middle, and a grey or brown back, typically 250 to 400 GSM. The key property is that it can be creased and folded without cracking. That's where the name comes from. This makes it ideal for cartons, cereal boxes, and cosmetics packaging. It also has good printability on that white coated surface. In the exam, link folding box board to any application involving folded cartons or retail packaging. Second, corrugated board. You'll recognise this from cardboard shipping boxes. Its structure is what makes it special. Two flat outer liner sheets sandwiching a wavy, fluted inner layer. That fluted layer creates air pockets, giving corrugated board its remarkable strength-to-weight ratio and cushioning properties. It's lightweight, but can withstand significant compressive force, perfect for protective packaging. In the exam, always describe the structure. Outer liner, fluted medium, inner liner. Don't just say it's strong, explain why it's strong. Third, solid whiteboard. Made from uniform bleached fibres throughout, no layered structure. Typically 250 to 450 GSM, with an excellent smooth surface for high quality printing. Because
because it's solid rather than layered, it's very rigid. Used for premium packaging, book covers and display work where a high-quality finish is required. The key selling point is its printability and clean professional appearance.
Now, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the material is only half the battle. You also need to know how to write about it to pick up every available mark. The most important thing to remember is this: always justify your material choice. If a question asks you to select a material for a specific product, don't just name it. Explain the property that makes it suitable, and then link that property to the product's function. For example, don't write, "I would use corrugated board." Instead, write, "I would use corrugated board because its fluted inner layer creates air pockets that provide cushioning and impact resistance, making it suitable for packaging fragile items during transit." See the difference? The second answer shows understanding of structure, links it to a property, cushioning, and then connects that property to a real application. That's how you move from 1 or 2 marks to 4 or 5 marks. Now, let's look at the most common mistakes candidates make in this topic. Mistake number 1, confusing papers with boards. Papers are flexible and lightweight. Boards are rigid and structural. If a question asks about packaging for a fragile product, copier paper is not the answer. Match the material to the requirement. Mistake number 2, describing without justifying. Candidates often write things like, "corrugated board is strong." That's a description, not a justification. You need to explain why it's strong, because of the fluted inner layer, and then explain why that strength matters for the specific application. Always ask yourself, so what? Why does this property matter here? Mistake number 3, forgetting sustainability. Remember that paper and board are both biodegradable and can be recycled. If a question asks about environmental impact, these are significant advantages over plastics. Mention recyclability and biodegradability whenever sustainability is part of the question. Mistake number 4, not knowing the GSM values. Knowing that copier paper is around 80 GSM, cartridge paper is 120 to 150 GSM, and solid white board is 250 to 450 GSM shows precision and technical understanding. It's a small detail that can earn you an extra mark. Now, let's talk command words. If you see identify, that's a short factual answer. Just name the material or property. If you see describe, say what the material looks like or how it behaves. Use subject vocabulary. If you see explain, say how or why. Link the property to the application. If you see evaluate, discuss advantages and disadvantages and reach a conclusion. A really useful memory hook for the 3 board types is fold, corrugate, solidify. FCS. Folding box board, corrugated board, solid whiteboard. And for papers, copy, cart, trace. Copier, cartridge, tracing. Simple, but it works. Right, now it's time for our quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask you a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the approximate GSM of standard copier paper? The answer is 80 GSM. Question 2. What structural feature of corrugated board gives it its cushioning properties? The fluted inner layer, the wavy corrugated medium sandwiched between the 2 flat liner sheets. Question 3. Which type of paper is translucent and used for overlaying designs? Tracing paper. Question 4. What is the key advantage of folding boxboard over solid whiteboard when making a serial box? Folding boxboard can be creased and folded without cracking, making it suitable for forming box shapes. Solid whiteboard is more rigid and less suitable for folding. Question 5. Name one sustainability advantage of using paper or board over plastic packaging.
paper and board are biodegradable and recyclable, whereas many plastics are not. How did you get on? If you got all five, brilliant. You're in great shape. If you missed a couple, go back and review the properties section. Let's wrap up with a quick summary. Papers, copier, cartridge, and tracing are lightweight, flexible, and measured in GSM. Each has distinct properties. Copier paper is smooth and printable. Cartridge paper is textured and accepts a range of media. Tracing paper is translucent and used for overlaying designs. Boards. Folding box board, corrugated board, and solid whiteboard are thicker, more rigid, and used for structural applications. Folding box board folds without cracking. Corrugated board has a fluted inner layer for cushioning. Solid whiteboard is uniform and highly printable. In the exam, always name the material, state the relevant property, and link it to the application. Use technical vocabulary. GSM, fluted medium, translucent, biodegradable, printability, and always justify your choices. That's it for today's episode. You've done brilliantly getting through all of that. Keep revising, keep practicing those exam questions, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.